Hundreds of people lined up hours before the doors opened to enter IKEA's new store in Oak Creek on Wednesday morning. Here's what it sounded like when shoppers were let in. WUWM's Mayan Silver was there too to talk to customers. She wanted to know what drew them to IKEA's opening day and how they think IKEA might impact the local retail scene.
Jenny Hayden is from the east side of Milwaukee. She says it's out of the ordinary for her to come to Oak Creek, but she made an exception for IKEA. She says of her usual experience passing through Oak Creek.
It's when your steely resolve is kicking in to drive to Chicago. So you're kind of like, you know, your coffee's kicking in right about here when you're driving from Milwaukee to Chicago. So I've never come and stood in a parking lot in Oak Creek before, ever.
Hayden says the store holds a special appeal for her.
For people like me who sort of grew up with Danish modern furniture, it's a way of going either, you know, sort of home in a way. Like everything seems very familiar to me. So I don't have family here, but I can come to IKEA and kind of get sort of a reminisce or feel sort of sentimental about things. And it's also a much cheaper way of going to an international destination.
Mary Canyu was one of the first in line and found herself standing right next to the band performing near the entrance. She's also from Milwaukee, but expects IKEA will pull in shoppers from a broad geographical range.
Well, I mean, if you've ever been to the one in Schaumburg, it draws hundreds of people, thousands of people every day. I think it's great for this area, for the economy. We're going to get Illinois people coming up here as well. And it's just going to continue with the development here on Drexel Square.
Meanwhile, Mona Garcia from Milwaukee says she thinks IKEA's influence could be felt in Milwaukee, not just Oak Creek.
Two people will come up for IKEA, but probably travel the 10 minutes into Milwaukee, and that'll help a lot. I could see hotels getting populated, restaurants having a lot more reservations from out-of-town people. People will come from up north to come here. So there's going to be just a huge positive.
Garcia notes that the store is opening as the retail climate is evolving.
The surprise to me is that another huge brick and mortar is coming in. With the loss of Bon-Ton, Boston store downtown Milwaukee. But what it seems to me is either smaller retail or real high profile retail is what's going to be the Amazons of the world and the other online retailers. IKEA is sort of a standalone, so I think it's going to be fine.
I also talked to another shopper, Ivan Medina from Greenfield, who says he thinks IKEA could provide opportunities for other businesses nearby.
So maybe IKEA would bring a lot more businesses in, mom and pop shops, that'd be nice. Maybe on the grocery side, something mom and pop would be nice. Obviously on the retail side, as far as furniture, it'd be hard to beat IKEA. But I'm pretty sure mom and pop shops can stay competitive.
And finally, I met 13-year-old Noah Kotwitz, who came in with his parents from Columbus, Wisconsin. His thoughts were simpler than the others.
I'm just here for the cinnamon rolls.
Mayan Silver, WUWM.